There's a difference between the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah and any other study. Because we study the wisdom of Kabbalah, if it is the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to receive life, how to receive the upper providence, the attitude of the Creator towards us, what He wants of us, how I look at everything in life, and why I see life this way, why I think of life the way I do, how I can change my attitudes towards life, so that this life, such that the life that I'm in are not dependent on me, but they're dependent on the upper providence. And first I have to come to a state in which there's none else besides Him. And only after I discover that there's none else besides Him that's operating in me, then from that I also begin to discover my correct attitude towards life, towards my actions, if at all, if I have such actions, because there's none else besides Him. Meaning, here in the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the main thing is to discover who manages us, in what way, in which direction, how we need to accept this, that I'm under the control of the Creator, or maybe I'm erring in thinking that I'm in His control or not. There's this resetting, calibrating ourselves correctly to who I am and what the world is that I exist in, this environment, my perception, how correct or incorrect it is, and how I come to see the correct form in my feelings, in my intellect, my inner and outer vision. There are many things that a person needs to discover for himself here. The main thing is to connect himself correctly to the upper force. This is why the main thing is the intention in the study. That is, what do I want from the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah? And then, out of that stems the study itself. Let's see how Kabbalists tell us about this. Each from his angle, from his side, from his direction. But from these many directions, we might find, nevertheless, how we can rise, connect above our reason, above our current reason, to
need the light.
That's what we need, to be in that question. As a rooster, what do we need the light for? The light of the Creator is the light of bestowal, the light of faith. Whereas we rise above our ego and we can see not through our ego everything that's happening to us. Why did it happen to me and what did it do to me? And with complaints to the Creator and to the world and even complaints to Himself. Where I complain to myself, why did I do so? And that too, seemingly, as I don't believe in none else besides Him. If I think that I myself did something in my lifetime, and that there isn't this complete control of the Creator here, that until this day I haven't done anything. So what is it that I should ask for? Meaning, there are many questions that we need every day. Every day meaning every moment I wake up. not from my sleep, but I wake up in my mind, I wake up in my feeling towards the upper providence. And ask myself, who is the one that controls reality? Is it me or him? And also this moment that I woke up, is it dependent on me or him? And anyway, if I think this way, will it depend on me or not? What does it mean to be the rooster? We should be awakened and happy for this awakening. What is this awakening? So here, we need to see these things and hope that we will continue and scrutinize. Meanwhile, we will continue. Meaning, probably I have something that's opposite the upper desire, and this is called the evil inclination. And I choose to equalize with the upper evidence in my examination, and not that I just close my eyes and say, oh, I want to be like the Creator, kind of in providence and understanding. I need to see these opposite forms to the upper providence and the upper force, and after that I just need to equalize my form with the Creator and see what's for and what's against and the gap between them all. And then by this way we will come to these new discernments. To new discernments. This is how we get there. That's why our sages said, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice, meaning this way the light adds, it spices the evil inclination, adds something to it that's called the spice, meaning altogether, the Torah is the spice, which we can, with the evil inclination, I want to emphasize that the evil inclination is the main thing, it's all of creation, and only changing creation from being without spice to a state in which it does receive this spice, which is called the Torah spice, where the Creator gives the force called the spice, so that we will want to do everything in order to bestow. Meaning, with our nature, which is the will to receive, according to his nature, which is the desire to bestow. And then we will be included both from the desire to receive and the desire to bestow. The changes from in order to receive to in order to bestow are called executing a mitzvah. And this is how we will advance, despite the fact that we're opposite the Creator according to our nature. But we will be able to make ourselves truly looking at life like he does. Okay? Good? I also don't see too many questions. Yes, Oren.
Rav, if a criticism and disregard awakens in the person, what can you spice it with? How?
Yes, I hear from many students critique and disregard and crying and disappointment and all kinds of things. A person wakes up in the morning and sometimes it could be for him in the middle of the day, for his morning, a spiritual morning, not corporeal morning, but in the morning, let's say now before the lesson, when he awakens and he has this upheaval towards his life, towards the Creator. Why the Creator is doing what he's doing? Why is that amongst the righteous as he would depict himself that he should be?
I mean,
he thinks that maybe what the others have is not okay, and he thinks it should be different, and he wants it to be different, and he can't. And he puts forth critique on his own life and himself, why that's not okay, why he's bad, and when will this finally be done with? Meaning he has complaints. And complaints can be just. Altogether, he wants to be better. But in what does he need to be better here? In the fact that from now on, he will be, according to his reason, a righteous, have this wide heart, loving everyone, or does he need to see how today he is also under the control of the Creator with all the bad things? And then it's not that he needs to correct these bad things that are in him, the evil inclination, and for it not to be in him. But rather, his evil inclination is in the fact that he thinks that all that he has is his and not the Creator's. And therefore, maybe his approach needs to be such that he agrees with all that's in him. Truly, heart and soul, and doesn't need to change anything except for one thing, which is the control of the Creator, which needs to be so. And whatever the Creator wants, let him do. Let him do it all, and it will be for the good. And the way it seems to him as unjust and not good, that he's eating himself up for what he did in his lifetime, and to all the people and how they suffered due to what he did, that's not correct. Maybe he needs to accept that it all comes from above. And there's none else besides him. And he just needs to accept this, that there is no other control. And so on and so forth. There are many things here, but these scrutinies need to happen. Hence, what is he blessing for, like a rooster and not as a bat? He scrutinizes, he blesses the morning by being able to now scrutinize everything and attribute everything to the Creator, to adhere to him, heart and soul, even though all these things are unpleasant that are happening to him. And he sorts everything above this displeasure of his, meaning above his avyut. There are many things here that words won't quite help us, but rather it all depends on a person and how he goes through this within, and as much as he asks himself this way. That's the question. What does he want as a reward for his efforts? What is the effort that needs to be? If he is under the control of the upper force, then first of all, his exertion needs to be such that which he receives in heart and soul in a way that there is no doubt that he is in adhesion with the Creator. And in adhesion with the Creator means that everything that's happening in the world is just the Shekhinah, the upper light that's dwelling in the world in every way. And there is nothing to add, God forbid. That is, towards a person there's but one thing, to search where else he can be adhered to the Creator. to the Creator, and that his adhesion is what scrutinizes that maybe there's something else that it seems to him that he doesn't agree, that he would think that he would contemplate something else, that he would want something else. Maybe he would add something in the way he talks about it, in thought, in action. And he sees that all that he has, with all that he has, he agrees in practicality that truly, it's not that he remains without involvement. He could get involved 100%, and yet there is nothing to add. There's truly nothing to add. Then it's considered that he has come to adhesion with the Creator, and that's his work, actually. This is the state he needs to yearn to come to. That's why we need to understand what our work is. It's not that we will be world correctors, as it's written in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that there are such who want to correct the world, to spin the world. Rather, we want to spin and correct our approach towards Ein Sof, towards eternity, towards the good that does good, towards none else besides him. And in correcting ourselves towards that, until we agree, heart and soul, that we don't need to correct anything more, or spin anything else, but ourselves in this. This is how we reach the truth.
According to what measurement can we check the intention that it's in the direction of bestowing contentment to the Creator?
In the direction of the group, for sure. We just need to sort the group in such a way that it will be as similar as possible to the upper force. Meaning this is already not people, but where each nullifies himself towards the others, and then this mutual nullification that they have between them becomes a spiritual value, where friends nullify towards this principle of bestowing mutually towards one another. So in the connection between them, there is a spiritual discernment that they came to. And then towards this spiritual discernment, which they built, as it's written, you created me. Towards that discernment, they start to calibrate themselves, and by coming to that joy, like they talked about, and this precision in adhering to one another, and so forth.
Meaning that the intention depends on nullification.
Yes, certainly each needs to nullify himself towards others. This is one of the conditions in Arvut, in the Ten. And without the Ten, they won't be able to exactly locate how they nullify towards the Creator. Who is the Creator? Something that's disappeared, that doesn't exist. The Creator is called Come and See. That you need to make him. You made me in the connection between us. And then to come to him and to start working with him. If in the Ten we don't have such an example, a tangible one, by which this way we intend that is my God. Here, this is our God. Then we come either to a state called Rosh Chodesh or other states where we have what to measure ourselves towards. When we build this true form, and towards it, we bow, all of us. This is called, we shall bow where we build this temple.
Want for the effort is also for myself.
You get incorporated in the ten and have no worries. The fear is good, but it shouldn't stop you from incorporating in the ten. That's it. We are constantly searching for some solution, but around the correct place, around the center of the ten, and not exactly there. And that's how we go around, and we don't exactly know how to do what we have to do. The evil inclination constantly blurs things, just like I want to define in the center of the circles or in the ten there, but I see that my hand is kind of like going around and around, and I can't exactly determine that point.
Kiev. Okay, thank you, Rav.
Kiev.
Вот что это за святилище, вот этот мой Бог, пример в десятке, о котором вы говорите.
What is that illumination within the ten that you talked about? How does it happen?
I could express the center of the ten such that that it doesn't belong to anyone, it belongs to all of us together in an equal way, in an equal manner, and this is the Creator exactly, where you take, well, you're an architect, so you take like 10 colors, and you start to mix them until you check and see that none of those colors has any advantage over the others. And then what you receive from all of that, that will be the quality of the Creator.
I basically somehow feel these colors in different ways in the ten, and I try to mix them. And the friends in the ten, what they need to feel...
That's not on you. If along the way you see that something's bothering you, and you can take it and to the partner or more. But first of all, this. First of all, no one bothers you. Where you're dealing with this, you need to be certain that everyone just wants to help, as this is the Creator through others wanting to help you.
Стараться помочь, чтобы они к этому уже пришли, там как-то в общем каком-то ощущении.
Try to help them so they come to it as well.
You think about how you arrange the center of the ten, and then you will see that they're equalizing with you together.
Скажите, а можно это видеть как центр десятки?
Rav, tell us please. Can we see this as the center of the ten, that the Creator is like this common child in the ten that we grow, that we love?
I think it's not simple. It's not worthwhile to relate in such a way that we will all start scrutinizing these things. I'm talking about the initial examination, that I need to see them all as I relate towards everyone in such a way that they towards me are righteous, they in my eyes are all connected, they in my eyes are the center of the ten, and I want to adhere to them heart and soul, and to make whatever they want of them, as long as I will be adhered to them, so that they give me this opportunity.
¿Cómo identificar si realmente nos estamos esforzando en cumplir la Torah?
Good morning, Rav. Do we actually make an effort to fulfill the Torah, to realize the Torah?
If you're exerting or not, how do I know? You need to exert. You need to effort and give an example to one another. And everyone together, effort in order to connect in such a way that your center will be clear to you that you have come to stabilize the Creator. That the way you unite between you together, you feel more and more that in the connection between you, you're starting to feel and understand who the Creator is. Italy 4.
Buongiorno Rav, una domanda da Luigi.
Good morning Rav, a question from Luigi. What's the meaning of focusing the Torah and Mitzvot to a single body?
That we want to concentrate all our acts or all our operations of connection towards the center of the Ten.
Can I ask another question?
Well,
che cosa significa che per raggiungere la qualità di d'azione devo affiliare tutto?
What's the meaning of in order to reach bestowal, I have to give everything to the Creator, relate everything to the Creator?
To come to bestowal means that I rise above my self-justification, the need for myself. I rise above that. It's not that it disappears, God forbid. It doesn't. If my questions disappear, my interest, my desire, then I myself will disappear. Then who will be? Rather, I need to see how I rise above that and start to see creation not directly from my desires, but rather my desires that are clothed in the desire of the Ten. We don't have any other possibility of coming towards this observation towards bestowal, but through the Ten. This is why the Creator was given, so that we will have our vut by which I will be able to look correctly at reality, at the Creator, in order to arrange my vision, to buy this binoculars by which I will be able to look correctly at reality. That's what the Torah was given, and why this shattered kli was given, where I will constantly be able to even more and even more and even more correct myself.
Good morning. What is exactly the center of the Ten?
It's the efforts of all the friends that are drawn to connect between them without controlling one another, but rather in all nullifying towards all of them, and all of them together towards the Creator. Asia.
Alex. That without faith we cannot receive the light of the Torah. What are the building blocks of the faith?
This is annulment towards the force of bestowal, that we nullify towards one another in order to connect between us, as at this, in this way we are ready to receive the upper force to bestow upon us and make of us an image, a form, a partsuf, a mold of Adam Rishon. Hello, Rav. Good morning. What is the meaning of giving contentment to the Creator? Because I'm always in my own self. Giving contentment to the Creator is considered that I depict to myself how I bring forth contentment to all my friends, who are all connected together. Yes, item 36 from Rabash's article, What Are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator? Even while learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah, he should still distinguish with which intention he is learning. Meaning, it is to observe the commandment of the Creator, as it is written, and you shall reflect on him day and night. Or is he learning in order to receive the light of Torah? Because he needs the light of Torah in order to cancel the evil within him. As our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. It turns out that he is learning in order to obtain the spice. As our sages said, the light in it reforms him. This is what we need to aim for all the time. This is what we should think of. With this thought, we should start to study, and during the study, not remove our reason and opinion from it, and to end the study and to give ourselves an answer, whether we intended for the reforming light, not for knowledge, not for any success that is corporeal, money, health, success in the family, something, for the children, nothing. Only for one thing, we can aim ourselves for the reforming light to give us the force of faith, the force of bestowal. Only for that. Please again, Oren. Again, item 36. Even while learning Torah, for the sake of learning Torah, he should also distinguish with which intention he is learning. Meaning, is it to observe the commandment of the Creator as it is written, and you shall reflect on it day and night? Or is it learning in order to receive the light of Torah, because he needs the light of Torah in order to cancel the evil within him? As our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. It turns out that he is learning in order to obtain the spice. As our sages said, the light in it reforms him. Well, let's hope that you heard this.
Devo vedere il creatore in ogni situazione. Questa è annullarsi.
I need to see the creator in every situation. Is this considered to cancel myself and receive the Torah? Well, it's not that simple that you're giving us one condition. All the things that we're talking about are around how we need to appear in order to receive the reforming light called the Torah. Whether you truly want to change, whether you need to adapt yourself in what you need to adapt yourself towards that light that will appear to you, because you need to somewhat be in equivalence of form. The light is completely bestowing. I'm not bestowing yet. So how can I be similar to it? So they say, the light that reforms does not need you to be like him, bestowing like him. Therefore, it's called the reforming light, as it has an influence on you while you're corrupted. But to the extent that you do want to reach correction, that is, the light operates upon your deficiency, from being corrupted to being corrected. Is this direction correct according to the power of correction? Then the light will have its influence. That's why it's called the reforming light. There are many types of lights that operate according to deficiencies or according to the opposite, other discernment. Rav, what is the evil inclination and what is the correction of the evil inclination if all the work is in the ten between us?
Sorry, ask again.
If all our work is in the ten.
Yes.
So the question is, what is the evil inclination? And what is its correction?
Our entire work is about how do we arrange the ten to match it to the light. So you've got the light, and the light shines. And you are in the ten, which is like a steering wheel. And you have to steer the wheel in a way that it's exactly aimed at the ray of light. That's what you do. So how should the ten calibrate itself? Through mutual annulment, through each one blessing the friends, making the friends greater in their eyes, feeling that it's no longer friends, it's a single body. And keep calibrating and calibrating the ten so it's exactly aimed at the light that reforms. So you'll be clear on what you need from this light.
We have an example from Bala Sulam about the son of the king that fights the enemies with a shield and sword.
Yes.
It's a known example. And he's proud also when he gets the blows, when he says, look, I'm doing this for you. He tells the Creator, I'm suffering. So how in our work not to fool ourselves, but to find the forces from the ten against the burdening, that it won't be egoistic?
Even if it's egoistic, for now, connect. It doesn't matter what results will be as a result. Even if it's an assembly of criminal, I don't know, all kinds of crooks, felons, I wish you could say that about the greatest ten. They all go through all the sounds, like the ten of Abishi, one who wanted to kill each other. So intermittently they wanted this and this and that. We always have to go through the four phases. But most importantly, I'm moving toward the goal. I'm connecting to them. I'm willing to dedicate myself to them, etc. Even though it's like a group of criminals, never mind. But together as possible. And through the together, to identify the Creator, to see who the Creator is. And who is the Creator? Our ten. We want to establish it in as much unity as possible, and this is the form of the Creator.
The example with the envelope.
Ken.
As much as the lack I cover is greater, the bigger the faith?
Yeah, that's true. To the extent that what I count, and I have to count if I want to go above reason, because without counting I have no reason, no intellect, no knowledge. He tells me there's $1,000 here. I count, and I say, $5. What is this? It's five. It says, not here, not there. But this is my knowledge, my reason now. Now what do? Do I go to him and sue him in court so he will complete what I think so that my faith and my reason will be the same? Or do I go away quietly because the benefit for me, what's the benefit for me then? the extent to which I'm going against my reason. Against my reason. Let's say I look at my life. Never mind money. But I look at my life. I didn't succeed in this and in that and in this and in that. Normally, a person is shown that a person who is ascending in spirituality, he's shown how unsuccessful he was. How much harm I caused, what a liar I am, what a transgressor I am, what kind of example I'm setting to humanity. How can they even tolerate me? If I were them, I would just delete that person from earth, from existence. So all those things that we feel, and it gets more and more so, it's all ahead of us, including you. So we have to accept it, and at the same time, along with it, go in wholeness with the Creator. That it's impossible. I'm just a result of Him. And if I'm a result of the Creator, then I am perfect. So it's not like I have a minus in the envelope that I'm like this and like this and like that. But rather, I am the most successful, like the Creator who made me. And it couldn't be otherwise. Yes, as he writes. Rather, we have to say that we are the most sublime and best creations in accord with the upper force that created me. So there is always this fork, like a bifurcation of this. So how do I establish myself, position myself in a situation where I have the strength to say, no, I am complete, perfect, and I have to continue in this way? What to continue? How? To accept that I have everything, that I'm perfect? Then what's to correct? Well, we'll see. For now, let's see what Jerusalem has to say.
What causes a person to go in faith in that third state?
לא שומעים אותך רב.
אני הולך במצב הגימל בשמחה.
I walk on the third state with joy because I have something with which to complement the situation in the third state. I don't relate to what I have in the envelope. I relate to who am I dealing with. Because I'm dealing with a complete one, and I am complete, of course, just as I said now. And of course, we are complete creations as it.
Как наработать силу отдачи, когда видишь один?
How to develop the force of bestowal when you see $1 and you have to be completely sure that there's a thousand to be in Chafetz Chesed.
You have to pray. Pray to see the other side. To see the other side as well. It's very difficult for us. But in the meantime, I'll tell you. It's not an answer, but at least this. Sometimes it is possible that you will receive $1, but from someone from whom it is worth for you more than $1,000. Let's say that your child started working and succeeding in doing some business, but he made only $1. you appreciate it more than if you were to make $1,000 yourself. It's all a question of importance, not of dollars. You understand, right? How does it work where on one hand we have to be content with less and maybe even raise our own potatoes in our own personal garden and be in our community, and at the same time keep shipping merchandise from continent to continent? It seems to me like those two things are contradictory and don't go together.
We have to organize it in a way that we take the whole earth as one system, and we'll see how do we organize all the industry and actions, all kinds, in agriculture, industry, everything, until it's in the optimum way. Today, people can calculate it, what's worth it for everyone together, for our mutual pocket of everyone. And then, if we calculate it precisely, we'll suddenly see that if we do it for the whole earth in what's necessary, then we'll see the earth working in perpetuum mobile. It won't demand anything. Nothing. It'll be very interesting to see, because then it'll start ascending from the corporeal level to the spiritual level, and we start feeling that we live off air. To such an extent that integral form will start working on us. It's going to be unbelievable. You'll see it. And our world, by this, will start uplifting to spiritual degrees. In its means and everything. It supplies.
Thank you very much.
But it's not today or tomorrow. Oh, we have Africa.
Rav, yesterday I watched the Haim Hadashim that you had with Oren Levy, and you made some really good points. You said that because humanity is so stubborn, you don't think that we've learned anything new. So my question is, how can we convince the world that it's better to learn from the good things rather than the bad things? Because you said it's better to learn from the good than the bad. So how can we, in our work, convince humanity that it's better to learn from the good than the bad, considering how stubborn we are as human beings? Please.
You need to publish our method. You need to tell everyone what we're studying. You need to see all of our shows. Also, yesterday we had a show. Today there will be a show. And in this way, every day, except for the lesson, and it all depends on dissemination, as much as we disseminate more, we will be able to see the corrections come faster. That's what it all depends on.